Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. This is a Friday night live show. This is 8:30, 2024. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on air tonight. I went on last night. And I'll just tell you why. This cancer is a son of a gun, I'm telling you. My right lung has been collapsed by the one of the rings around the tumor ring around the top of it. So I'm having trouble breathing, but I'm still here. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. He still preserved me enough to be on, and I pray that you will continue to listen and stick with me, because I've been here longer than I thought I would even be alive with this stuff. But yesterday, I spit up blood for about an hour. And the reason was is they changed me to a specially compounded chemo. And it was supposed to hit slung stuff, but that didn't come. They gooped me around for 2-3 days. And finally it came, and I started taking it today. And hopefully I'm not going to be bleeding out of the mouth again. But I thank everybody for any assistance. And God bless you all out there. I pray that you would pray for me and ask the Lord Jesus. First prayer is to give Hawk breath so he can breathe good. And the second prayer is to remove the cancer from his body and restore his cellular structure, to restore him back to more optimal health. Believe me, any assistance is most needed and wanted. And I'm going to give that out now while I still can. Anything going to be sent to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66206. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you, the Federal Reserve notes are getting to be easiest to deal with because of all the new banking crap. But Federal Reserve notes are easiest. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum, easy. A check. Make it out to Hawk. But at some point, I may switch that and tell you to shift that to my spouse's name, because I don't know how much longer I will last, but I pray that you'll keep me in the game while the Lord has still kept me in the game. But Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes are easiest. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum, and then a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, at the address. You want to put something in the memo line? You could write medical donation or something like that. And I thank all the people and all the good people all around. St. Paul, Minnesota. God bless you up there. Harrisburg, PA. Bless you. Grannis, Arkansas. God bless you. Hampton, Iowa. Dunlap, Iowa. Kearney, Nebraska. Beatrice, Nebraska. The Buffalo Gals. Bless you. And folks, you can send me a card or a letter if you put a little something. That is great, but I like to hear any prayer too. There's frost in the Bloomfield. Frost in the Bloomfield. Frost in the Bloomfield. God bless you. Diamond Springs, California. God bless you. Let's see. Out of Omaha, God bless you. And to the old buddies up in Kearney and Beatrix. Thank you for all you do. And of course to Amarillo by morning and Tiger T and the ninjas. God bless you for all you do. And keeping me on the air, keeping me in the game. But these specialty compounds are something else. And I'm having a little trouble with mine tonight. It's the first day I took it, but I will tell you this. It looks like Trump is gaining a little ground on Kamala, maybe. But they will do anything in the world they can. By them, I mean the intelligence agency, the Pentagram and different ones. These Marxist communists. And that's what Commissar Kamaya and the Lucy Waltz, that's what they are. They're definite Marxists. She had all that elaborate bull crap on the TV yesterday. But she said, my values stay the same. So that means she wants to take your guns. She wants mandatory buyback, or she would rather have them seized. But she'll give you $50 for your high-end British shotgun or your Beretta. Give you $50 for it, and maybe 25 for your Glock or your Sig Sauer or your Colt or your Smith & Wesson. She also wants to have joyous Medicare. They've already got that, I'm going to tell you. They ask me questions every time I'm at the hospital, and it's a different type of a nurse. And they asked me questions about, well, like I remember last fall when I first got the full diagnosis. When I first got the full diagnosis on the cancer in stage 4 cancer of the lung and the lymph nodes and the liver and the bone. And this person asked me, do you feel joyous, in your spirit? And I said, hell no. I just got a diagnosis. What are you asking me that crap for? I just got diagnosed stage 4 cancer without much hope. And you're asking me all of that? That's a bunch of, doo-doo crap, I said it like it was, believe me. And then finally, she left the room, and the doctor came in and said, I can't believe they ask you these questions. But the joyous business is part of the new government trade. You're supposed to be joyous when you have cancer and you're on the Medicare, whatever. But that's part of the deal. Medicare and the Social Security. They're asking these questions now. It's and they ask them of veterans, too, and everybody. And I know that because I hear it from them. And I pray that you would pray for the Cold War warrior and pray for the river pirate. And God bless. We would pray for Steve Quayle and his rehab of his knee and leg and all of that. Lord Jesus, would touch the river pirate. Will you touch the Cold War warrior? Will you go out and touch Brother Steve Quayle? Lord Jesus, will you know what they need? Will you provide them medical miracles so that they may be restored back to health and full more activity? And while you're at it, Lord Jesus, will you help me to breathe? Help me to breathe good. And open up my right lung again. Don't have it be in squeeze, Lord Jesus. So I can breathe out of both lungs. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And the old sheriff on the stagecoach stop. Hey, Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, touch you and provide you medical miracles. And I know hay is going to be a problem again this year. I do foresee that you need to go back to one of the older people that you got hay from before and try and get it now. I do foresee that you'll be able to get it at a fair price because the Lord loves you and that'll keep your animals instead. And to my old friend, the farmer in Dunlap, and his lovely wife and children, may the Lord bless you and continue to touch you and put you back on that tractor. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, touch these people. And the jarhead and so many others. And to my friend, the grandmother down in Florida, near Jacksonville. God bless you all. God bless you all. And Lord Jesus, may you touch her and give her medical miracles continually. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, any assistance is most needed and welcome. And I'll tell you what, gold is at $2,505.58. Isn't that interesting? They're looking for start this war up big time in the Ukraine and in Russia. And today, apparently, allegedly, one of the jets that the U.S. gave to the Ukraine was shot down. But it may have been shot down by themselves. And all that stuff is like pie in the sky. But if you keep poking the bear, you're going to get the bear. As far as we know, there's still something in the Great Lakes. Although they're not showing the planes up there like they were. That doesn't mean they're not there. And you got hypersonic missiles in the hands of Russia, Red China. You got them in the hands of the Iranians. And potentially others. We have the BRICS stuff still rolling on. Trying to destroy the dollar on us. And if they do that, then your next henchmen are the Venezuelan street gangs, like in Aurora, or all over the country. Whilst you have the time, and I pray you keep me on the air and able to stay in this game as well, but whilst you have the time, you'd better be buying long-term storage food if you can, or canned goods. If you can't buy anything else, then buy you some chunky soup or Progresso soups. in the big can or a Denny Moore stew and use that as a ration for a day for a person. It'll keep you in the fight. Keep you in the fight. If you can get the long-term storage firm food as well, then what do you need? You need water. You need water in the smaller storage barrels. Easier to maintain, easier to move about a basement floor or a garage floor. Or you get the water blocks or what have you and stack them up. But you need water to reconstitute freeze-dried food or dehydrated food. And always check when you buy some of the freeze-dried Mountain House, Alpenair, Wise, Patriot, or Patriot, whatever it might be, that you see how much it takes to reconstitute that long-term storage food in one of those cans or jugs or buckets. If you go to stevequayle.com, you can get gold or silver. You can call them at 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get your son Tyler or manager Daryl, then have them send you out some gold or silver or platinum ASAP. Steve's got it on the hoop in various places, locker stock. They can get it to you quick. I would also tell you, though, if you can get you any of these energy units, these solar-powered energy units, or any long-term storage food that Steve might have or what have you, and then also his DVD available and voice on video on demand, Earth in the Crosshairs, all about the Stargates. And Steve did a real good last weekend. Did a real good on air on the Coast to Coast AM show. I think he did it with a guy named Barra. It's Nori is usually on, but Nori had Barra do the show. And Steve did a wonderful broadcast. I believe it was last weekend. But take a look on the Coast to Coast AM and look for Steve's broadcast there. Or it might be up at Steve's channel somewhere as well. So that is a key to the deal now. Now, Globus trying to escalate the Ukraine war to World War III before the U.S. election. Long-range strikes into Russia, I believe, will set into motion more Russian strikes on major cities in the west of the Ukraine, where the majority of the population lives. It also could nail the Great Lakes of the United States and float them downstream and cut off the center of the United States in a full inland lake or sea, knock out tons of the bridges, possibly knock out Milwaukee, Chicago, different ones, cities along the lakes. Go down the Illinois, the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Missouri rivers, and then just go south. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is a potentiality, not a impossibility. That is a possibility. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. You need to let that sing out. And I'll tell you what. If you're not already on board with him and know him personally, then repent of your sins to Jesus. Ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that and you're sincere, he'll come into your heart to be your Savior and he'll start to wash you clean. with his blood, which is what he was sent here to do. Use his blood to wash you clean of your sin. And I pray that you do it. Because I've even done it when I had the least inkling that I've screwed up or done something wrong again. But the Lord doesn't withhold his love from you, nor does he keep you from doing what he wants you to do. And that is why he lifted the strain off my voice box when Brother Quayle prayed for me on air back at first night so long ago in the fall, when I didn't know if I'd be able to do this show again or not. But here I am still doing it. And God bless you all out there who helped me to keep doing it. To the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, and all their Indochina Bible Project, Montagnards, Indochina Bible Project, Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, and that's at 221 Hamilton, Meyerstown, Meyerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And that's Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Meyerstown, Meyerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return that to you, or any of these that you decided to assist with, or to get the gold and silver from for Steve, or his New Earth and the Cross or his DVD. May Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold. And I'd say, I heard Trump's speech this afternoon. He was really wound up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which is in that Butler County, but not quite where they were before. They were in about a 4,000-seat arena or something. Totally jam-packed for hours, but there was still another 10,000 people outside waiting. But I'll tell you what, this Commissar Kamala and Luciferian Waltz, Tampon Tim, put them in boys' bathrooms. Ignorant, and evil. They are communist people. Our values have not changed. When I heard that, I heard her say it, and I knew exactly what she meant. She was still the most lefty communist politician in the United States at the time, and still is, and her values are that. And her dad was a Marxist professor. So they're coming for us. And I found this thing that she used, a new way forward. Freedom of economy of a new way forward. You know? Well, that's... And then opportunity. New way forward. Opportunity. Economy, right? Well, that's New World Federal New World Federal Order. And she's going to go for the communism. This Waltz is going to go for the communism. And all kind of others. You got to have also, I'm going to tell you, to protect that food and water. And any gasoline you've got stored or what have you. your vehicles, your tractor, your diesel, whatever you got, your seeds. You're going to need firearms and ammunition because these things in Aurora, Colorado, these things that Kamala let in, they don't have any qualms about bringing out the long gun or the short gun for any kind of a deal at all. Any kind of a deal at all. Because they don't care. They're going to get theirs. They're going to take over these apartment buildings. They're going to start taking over regular family homes and having you pay them the mortgage whilst one of them lives with you. This is going to be Wild Weasel. All trains going to Function Junction. And half of them with illegal immigrants, migrant criminal types, taking fentanyl and all kind of other drugs and drinking moonshine and going to throttle down all the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to understand that this is serious. Trump is telling you it's serious. Others are telling you it's serious. It is a serious problem. It's serioso, muy serioso. I can't describe how. I remember when Richard Nixon's price controls didn't work. And I remember my old man had to juggle with prices and send him up the line as he was a store manager in retail. And he had to go over every price in his entire inventory of the store monthly and send reports in. And all I did was lose business, lose business, lose business. And the price really didn't go down. In grocery store, when I worked for groceries years ago, when I was a kid, it was about 1.2% or 1.4%. profit margin. Still today, somewhere between 1.2 and 2. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better buy food now or there will not be food. If we go to this price control crap, it'll be black market. It'll only be 3 times higher than inflation. 7 times, 10 times. Same with gasoline or diesel fuel. And then in order to survive, a person would have to be a criminal or a crook himself and playing in the black market and all kind of stuff. So get it while you can get it. If you got a lot of money in the 401k or the bank accounts or the other big accounts, take some out, but you don't have a year, 2 years, or 3 years supply of long-term storage food and canned goods and other things, then I would say that you might want to take out, you know, $3,500 to $7,000-$8,000 and buy food and other things with it. And that should give you, for a family of four, full complement of things to eat and drink and ability to protect them. And I cannot emphasize ammunition, rifle ammunition. Could be a 308, Could be 2-2-3. Could be 22 long rifle. Get accurate with that. You can drill them from a couple hundred yards out in the ear. Between the eyes. Pump shotguns. Easiest when you rack the slide. They do know how to go, go, go and make people scared. But you can get any shotgun you want. 12 gauge. Number double odd buck, number 4 buck. Sabot slug shells. Number 2s, 4s, 6s, 7s. And that would give you pretty much the gamut from big bucks or deer or elk to some bear and also then humans and on up the line through the birds, the squirrels, what have you, and the rabbits. Get a pistol too of some sort. Got to have pistols. So you can play a quick drum of graw or hide it under your jacket, keeping it concealed. Many states now, you don't have to have concealed carry to carry concealed. So, more like Vermont and that kind of a thing, or Missouri and Kansas have, you can carry it concealed in a vehicle or on you as long as it's not in a place that bans concealed carry. Then all you got to do is declare it and show it if you get in trouble. If the cop asks you. But you can still get your actual permits that have reciprocity in some places. But even that's starting to get goofy and weird. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I didn't think I'd be able to go on tonight, but I'm on. I'm still on. He's not done with me yet, so I pray that you'll help me to stick on if possible. Apparently, the Montagnard tribes in Indochina are asking Brother Sam about me, that old Pastor Hawk, and they're assuring you of continued uplifting. Much love. Thanks to all the Montagnards. They're in Indochine. God bless you. Every village. And when you donate to the Nunamakers Indochina Bible Project, they make sure that they get Bibles printed in their dialects and songbooks as well. And they're forming house churches everywhere. Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, and down the hill into Myanmar. May Lord Jesus protect all of you. May he uplift you. And thank you for all your prayers over there. Majority of Americans can no longer afford an average house. Now, ain't that the truth out there? These interest rates are ridiculous, and nobody is making the money they once were that would allow them to qualify, let alone to qualify at ridiculously high rates. But I can remember when I saw a rate drop to 9.75 that previously been up around 11. I told them to lock that sucker in. It was the bank I was dealing with at the time years ago. 32, 33 years ago. And the house I bought was an older house, story and a half, with a front porch and a single garage. And it had a decent look, but I had to paint all the inside and refinish the bump, you know, the wallboard, you know, the mop boards. And it was a Craftsman type house. And I think I gave $55,000 or $57,000. I forget exactly what it was. And I had trouble qualifying for that because I didn't have the full down payment. I had to get some from my mother. And then I had to go through nine hoops to do that. But that's to get a 9.75% mortgage. Let alone today, when we had 2% mortgages, 3%, all these different things. And that's why nobody's selling their house or buying a new one or building a new one. They don't want to go from a 2 or 3% mortgage to a 10 or 11 or a 9 or an 8 or whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a home, try and keep it. But you need to pay attention. It's about eating, putting gas in the tank, having enough firepower and ammunition to protect your family, protect that home, protect that car, or your business. I saw today on TV Langer's Delicatessen Inn across from MacArthur Park in L.A. may close after 76 years because the cops can't keep all the dope addicts and the fentanyl and everything out of that area. A wonderful Jewish deli. Sandwiches are just excellent. Consequently, if he does that, that's another L.A. institution that's gone. Another L.A. institution that's gone. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but the Lord has got me on here. He's got me on here to show you that the Lord will keep you in the game as long as people are listening and assistance is provided to help keep me going. But the Lord preserved my voice somewhat. Not as perfect as it once was, but by golly, hello to everybody out there in the world. I'm still here. I'm going to try to be here again. But last night I couldn't do it. You cough up blood for an hour, it's not a good thing. Collapsing of the lung on the right side. But I'm still here, and this is the end of August. We're moving to September, and in the fall, I'd like to go into the, like to go in through October. That would be, give me past my diagnosis, and that would be a year in that. And then I like to go through the holidays another time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And that would be fantastic as well. So I expect war. I expect more of this civil war to start from these people. That the governor of Colorado says, oh, this is a big bit of the imagination. These Trinity Arana Rangas or whatever the heck they are, the Venezuelan gangs. Never in a million years. Sicilians would kill their own, but never in a million years would they do it willy-nilly out in the open on cameras. Unless they had to. Because the idea was to be behind the scenes with these guys. They just want to rob everything. And the police ain't doing doodly squat. Supposedly they've arrested some, but compared to these other migrant crimes, they haven't done anything. And then Kamala don't want ICE? Huh. So what they're doing is they're going to stay in their bunkers. U.S. pending home sales gauge drops to the lowest level on record. Yahoo.com. Ladies and gentlemen, anything you can do to keep me in the game, I would bless you. May Lord Jesus bless you for it. Now, what Zelensky wants to do is use our missiles to head deep into Russia. But if he does that, it's going to be hypersonic down the drain, plus the pop-up submarines in the Great Lakes and off the eastern coast and probably Gulf Coast and West Coast. Because we know the Russians did have activity up there, and ever since I reported it from the information from the backside, from the deep background, that U.S. military started going up there to look for them, and they haven't quit because they know they're there. They know they're there. And what can those subs do? Those Russian Poseidon subs can lay still and flat on the bottom for over a year or more in some cases. They can be activated by a radio command from a satellite or by an internal clock command. And they have a nuclear weapon on board, which will blow and then do a tsunami in the Great Lakes and drive the water south. Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, etc. But all flow south and flow through rivers and create an inland sea. From the Gulf of Mexico to Canada in the middle, cutting off the United States and the North American continent, in a sense, from the other side of it. Be prepared for that. Be prepared for that. All that takes some doing, but the Russians could do it with the hypersonics. Be here at, Mach 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up, I think up to Mach 20 now. That's less than 5 minutes from an orbit from space. Less than 5 minutes in any target in the world. Chinese did that already. They had them rotating around in an orbit and then popped one out of the box. I think it was 2.5 minutes, hit a target somewhere in the Western Pacific. And blow. That's not your typical, what we used to think of as a 20 to 30 minute launch of an ICBM. I can hardly see tonight either, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm in here pitching. I'm in here pitching. They're going to take control. God bless you, Crazy Horse, because you're right. Once the free money runs out, it's got them through the buckets, brigades, and got them in cars, scooters, and firearms. Then they're going to take control of cities. That's what they're going to do, as well as just Aurora stuff. They'll be taking care of bigger cities than that. Oh, man, I'm going to read this one here if I can. Goldman Sachs to lay off over 1,300 employees, Wall Street Journal's report. Well, banking may not be in good shape either then, huh? So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you continue to prepare like there is no tomorrow and prepare for the Function Junction. I pray that you would assist Brother Steve Quayle to recover. Pray for his recovery of his knees and leg rehab. And then buy some of his gold, silver, platinum. Get the Earth is in the Crosshairs video on demand or DVD. It's cool if you can. Get a couple DVDs, give one to your neighbor or one to your church, one to the library, public library, donated, one to yourself, because it is incredible. That information will blow your mind. Shows ex-Nazis with actual Stargates, too. Just incredible. But Steve did a real good program on that the other night on Coast to Coast AM. If you can tune that in some way or another still, and it might be at stevequayle.com on his stories, or you could go to Coast to Coast AM and see if you can pick it up there on an archive. Nah, U.S. Secret Service to get military support ahead of the election. Well, they used to do that in the years past anyway. But then you got to figure out who in the Pentagram is providing that support too. I don't know about the political situation. I would hope that Trump would win. But there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. So I would have you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, he'll start to wash you clean. Start to wash you clean. Then you can see out of those dirty windows in that old factory outside of town that ain't been cleaned in 50 years. You start to see out of them. And then you start to maybe help other people and tell them to pray to Lord Jesus and to follow him. And he that believeth in me, that's what Jesus said, John 14. That which I do, he will do also, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Marvelous gift. so many other gifts as well. Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Ezekiel 38, 39, Luke 21. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus is telling you what's going on in those. Ezekiel and the other, but that's all right. Go out to tonight or this weekend if you can at all, and start to get you more food, water purification. If you don't have water purification or Berkey filter or Alexa Pure or whatever it might be, an Aqua Rain or a K9 filter, then get you, by all means, filter an extra, a filter system and extra filters. BRICS 2024, that's this year. 126 nations eyeing U.S. dollar exit. They're no longer going to buy the dollar. So keep that in mind. If you've got gold and silver on hand, and I'm not talking crypto, I'm talking about silver, gold, platinum. Have it in your hand, not somewhere else. Or if you don't have it, Brother Quayle, say if you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Ask for Steve or Tyler or Daryl, whoever you get, you tell them what Hawk sent you, and that you need to get some silver, gold, or platinum, and have it sent ASAP. While you're at it, get any of Steve's books, while you still can get them, and then also get Earth in the Crosshairs. It'll blow your mind. And it's true. It's true. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about again tonight. Potentiality of World War III. And then the fact that they'll try to do anything they can do to keep Trump from winning the presidency. Intelligence agencies, the Democrats, the socialists, the communists, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians. They do not want him. Do not want him, but he still has a shot. But they will try to do anything they can to keep him from it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get out and get some additional preparedness tonight, tomorrow. Anytime you can get it, you better get it. So I'm going to tell you, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight either. Because that's what they want you. They want you to lay down. And they want you to give them your guns, your ammo, your food and water, and all your supplies. Don't forget compasses. Don't forget maps. Particularly the ones that show all the different elevations and topographical, you know, information for the whole state. Wonderful things. Topographical maps. You can see the lake or your pond or your stream in your own neighborhood, and you know where it's at. You can see the one that's down the road about a mile, too. So you better get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for the wild weasel world. And I'm not going to go down in any Lucy A Day where they wonderfully think that you're just going to lay down to them. Ain't no way. As long as my finger works, pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I just had to breathe. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And our Father in heaven will assist you, because he already did. He gave his only begotten son to come down here. And if you believe in him, then he'll use his blood to wash your sins away. And that's the best gift you could ever get. Best gift you could ever get, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those of our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can have a soul debt, right? Aha. Think about that. I do like Jane. I like Matthew 25 tells you why you got to prepare. Matthew 24 tells you what's going to happen. Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39. We're in the Gog Magog War. We're already in the World War III's. So you have a good night. I thank you for all support, all assistance. Help the Nunamakers help Brother Steve Quayle. And I pray for you all. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.